Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you downloaded us from. Thank you for doing that. This is 1198A. A's are always the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. And of course, our sponsors, Life's First Naturals, the makers of bovine colostrum and Trubiotics. Go to their website, learn about colony forming units. And when you look about Trubiotics and the specific strains, it's both strain of bacteria, which is important. They make some that is important for general health and some that's specifically for women that seem to work on bone wellness as well as vaginal wellness and urinary tract symptoms. Those are in the specific Trubiotic for women. So look at that data as well. The other sponsor is longevityplaybook.com. Go to their website to sign up for the free newsletter, which is really a remarkable newsletter. 250 words plus a great cartoon to excite you all the time. One of the interesting things this week, and I do, in addition to that newsletter, I write a blog on Substack, and I'm going to go over about six of the things that happened to me that we put in that Substack blog, because I think they were so important. Six events that are revolutionary medical treatments now in practice for groundbreaking research on stem cells and telomeres, and the possibility for extending human lifespan and your lifespan seem even more evident from these six events. The first event, I went to a medical grand rounds at the Cleveland Clinic. I go to it every week to keep up. But one of the things this week was on kidney disease. And I was amazed to learn there are now five new drugs approved by the FDA since 2020. And none, by the way, from 1980 to 2020, none. But now five in the last 4 years that are changing the landscape of chronic glomerular kidney disease treatment. And they open up the possibilities for people at risk or who have kidney disease to increase their longevity substantially and improve their quality of life. The second event, a 25-year-old came to executive health. We rarely see anyone under 50 in executive health, certainly rare under 40. But this young lady was sent there by her parents and grandparents, both of whom, all six of whom, four grandparents and two parents, who had suffered early life-threatening cardiovascular disease and had developed quite a bit of disability from it. But there's a compounding of benefit. And by her getting preventive treatment early, she may have a 3 or 5% reduction in risk in between 25 and 35, but by 30 years into it, she's got a 30 to 60% reduction of risk. And so what I really thought about is by starting early, this generation, if they're more like her or more people doing lifestyle choices, really has a chance of living much, much longer. You've heard about the shortened life expectancy. That's not really occurring in people who are taking care of their health. In all the other countries, without opioids and with less COVID, life expectancy is still increasing. In the 55-year-olds, life expectancy is still increasing. It's only due to the wipeout of opioids and COVID that we see a decrease in the United States. So we should resume, when we get those under control, the increase in life expectancy. And by getting this preventive treatment early, like this woman is doing, we're going to see a lot more longevity. The third event on Thursday during the day, I enjoyed, and that's a real word, a patient appointment with a 63-year-old who lost 89 pounds and who reversed her liver disease, a severe liver disease, with medical treatment. In this case, Mounjaro, the medicine that helped stop craving, not only stopped her craving and had her lose the 89 pounds, and as she said, she was thinner and weighed less than she had any time since junior high school, but it got rid of her liver disease. You should have seen her smile and move around and jump for joy when she learned this. So she's going to have a huge more life expectancy. And on Thursday evening, I went to a sold-out concert by an 89-year-old who's soon-to-be 90 performer, Frankie Valli, whose treatments, and yes, he acknowledged at the Cleveland Clinic, had stabilized his heart, vascular, and kidney disease for over the 20 years. I couldn't wipe the smile, literally a what we call shit-eating grin off my face as he sang through a 90-minute set while the sold-out crowd went wild dancing in the aisles. On a Thursday night yet in Cleveland, the smile, how he would likely not be alive, let alone able to sing for more than 15 minutes as he did 19 years ago without recent medical advances. Again, extending life expectancy, and in this case, very productive life. He's probably been paying into Social Security and Medicare rather than taking money out. He's been paying in for a lot of years. Number five, I went to a visit to Vijay Vaid's office at the Hospital for Special Surgery in New York, and he repaired a anterior cruciate ligament on himself by going to Antica and getting $150 million umbilical stem cells put into that knee. Now, stem cells are the repair. They're the matriarch of the human body. Yes, we all came from one cell, one stem cell, and it went into all kinds of cells in our body. But the stem cells are like mothers in other way. They come in and repair things, but we run out of them because we only get so many duplications of our stem cells, and most of us waste them repairing sunburn and other things that are minor. But if you have a major knee injury or brain or heart, it's the stem cells that rush in to try and repair it if your blood supply is adequate. In fact, that's why we don't get scars on our after sunburn for a lot, because the blood supply is still intact and the stem cells can get there. That's why you get to the hospital fast after a heart attack or stroke. It's not only to restore oxygen to the neighboring cells, but it's to bring in the stem cells called forth by the growth factors or the exosomes, which come in, those stem cells come in and then can repair things. We learned that when a male heart was transplanted into a female woman, that male heart had a heart attack, and when biopsied 6 weeks later and the heart had recovered because she got to the hospital fast enough, it was the woman's stem cells, not the heart's, the woman's stem cells, the female stem cells, female cells that had repaired that male heart. So we learned that you call forth your stem cells and they're instrumental in repairing things. Well, in BJ's case, you know, when you get a stem cell transplant in the United States, it's 500 to 8,000 cells, not much. We don't have that technology. But in Antigua, they grow huge numbers of umbilical stem cells. We don't have the legality to do that here. And you can get $150 million. And it takes at least $50 million to do repairs. That's how many you use when you need a repair and you use up your stem cells. And that was the sixth thing. At a scientific meeting or a press conference about a scientific meeting, we learned about a drug now in trial, in animal trial with dogs, that increases the length of the duplication process in stem cells so that you may be able to get many more stem cells and much more repairing done after age 30. We lose our repair mechanisms after that. And that this may extend the period from 30 to 60 to 30 to 90. That's telomerase producing telomere that did that. So those are really the exciting parts. And that's my news of the week. It was a spectacular week. Now, next week, I'll cover the medical stories about it because there are some important ones there too. But the major stories of the week, you got them. It's we're going to live a lot longer. This longevity research is advancing fast, and longevity's coming fast. You should, and society will have to prepare for it. It's going to let us be a lot more productive a lot longer. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen, sponsored by LifesFirstNaturals.com, the makers of Truebiotics, and Bovine Colostrum, two things that may help you extend your healthy life. And at LongevityPlaybook.com, sign up for the free newsletter. You'll find stories like these, plus a cartoon to make you happy every week. Thanks a lot. And by the way, you'll want to turn into the B segment, Gretchen Rubin, Life in Five Senses. And she has a website and a podcast with more than 220 million downloads on her podcast. But she gave a great interview about Life in Five Senses. You'll want to look at that book too. Thanks very much for downloading us. Tell your friends about us. We'll be back next week, and we hope you are too.